Radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Everybody needs a little help with money now and again. That's why we're here, particularly with investing, because the entire industry seems designed to confound. I mean, just make people crazy. Give us a call, 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. It's free, it's easy, and we'd love to talk with you.
Don't be part of the crowd that pulled out $56.2 billion out of mutual funds the week that ended December 19th, the largest mutual fund withdrawal since October
2008.
Yeah, exactly, October 2000. No, don't do that. Come on, really, call us. We'll talk to you about you don't want to do that.
And let me tell you, here's my big issue. You touched on this last hour. My big issue with the entire investment business is its desire, its need to add these layers of complexity to the process that is actually pretty straightforward, pretty simple, it's like math. The science just works. And you mentioned it, this whole business about, Barron said, well, you should be in alternative funds now.
Yeah, I mean, so there are things like, you know, buying a mutual fund where the fund is buying loans.
Yeah.
Because the loans are like maybe subprime type of loans. They're paying more for a car.
You mean
loan.
Like consumer loans?
Consumer loans, pardon me. There's things.
Crazy stuff.
Yeah, you can invest. I still think like emerging markets bonds, I consider that alternative because these are risky loans in kind of risky economies.
Our firm has been told that we should include alternative investments in our clients' portfolios.
True.
And many firms who claim to espouse a similar philosophy to ours use them, and I think much to their detriment. One of the groups that's come to us, Tom, and talked to us, is AQR, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
AQR.
Very well known. Cliff Asness, very well known, yeah.
Yeah. They run a bunch of, quote, alternative funds. And I was curious during the break to see how these market-neutral funds, now, for example, a market-neutral fund, it's like a hedge fund. What's it supposed to do?
Well, the idea here is to get what stocks provide in terms of return, but then when they go down, you're doing things inside the fund that allow you to keep your money instead of losing.
Yeah, and there's some active management to that we don't believe in.
Yeah.
Now, AQR, Equity Market Neutral Fund, this is one of the reasons we didn't use them. Their expenses are 2.18% per year.
Just a lot of money to pay. Yeah.
But there's more. How much did the S&P 500 go down roughly in 2018?
About 6%, I think.
That is correct, sir.
Okay.
Look at you.
Look at me.
You didn't even look that up. I saw you.
You did
not use your notes.
Yeah, and the year before it made 17.
Now.
Two in a row.
AQR, market neutral. What would you guess its return was in 2018?
Wow. You'd probably hope that you kept more of your money, maybe lost 2 or 3%.
That's what the hope would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, the idea is that they got out when it got ugly or they used some instrument that protected them.
Right?
Yes, right.
Yeah, and for that 2% you paid, 2%, that's hedge fund fees.
Yes.
For that 2% you paid, you lost 11.7%.
What?
In 2018.
Okay, so this is always, it sounds so great.
What'd you make in 2017? 5.8.
Instead of the S&P 17. Yeah, I mean, this is always the struggle because these things always sound so good, right? Yes, it's like some of those annuities that say, you get the market returns, but you never lose any money. Kind of. And that's the problem. So there really is no one. We've talked about this before. We'd love to
give
you the
one. But we need to talk about it again.
The one box to check.
Apparently people don't get it.
No, apparently you just check the box. So, no, we would not be advocating that. By the way, what else would you put in the alternative? That's one. Market neutral would be an alternative.
Yeah.
I was thinking
hedge funds.
Yeah, hedge funds. And I mean,
Futures.
Futures, yeah, okay.
Futures.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, that's a good one. We should look at how they did. Manage futures strategy. I want to look at
right
AQR's.
X's manage futures or
no. I'm going to be fair and look at AQR.
Okay.
AQR because we're on the managed futures I'm going to do that during the break. AQR man. Okay. Right. So give us a call. 855-935-TALK. 855-935-8255. Are you paying too much for your investments? Are you doing the wrong things? Is your advisor really providing the advice they should be providing? Find out with a simple phone call to 855-935-8255. It's just too easy for you not to do it.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Would you like to talk to a real investment advisor for free? Set up an appointment at TalkingRealMoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
And how really simple real money issues should be. The more complicated it gets, the worse off you are, I believe. And I really do believe in this inverse relationship between complexity and returns. It just seems the complicated stuff ends up bad for you.
Well,
so I looked up.
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I looked up the AQR Managed Futures Strategy Fund.
Sure. Yeah. And
to
tell
see
us,
how it
give
did.
Us a description, because somebody just asked me at a talk I did on Wednesday, what about futures? Should we be using futures? So give me your explanation of futures in one sentence.
It's gambling on commodities.
Yeah. You have to have the price. This is what I tell people. Yeah, the price and the date correct.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, these guys have been betting against bonds all year to the tune of 400%.
Yeah. Okay.
Negative on bonds. But they apparently didn't time it right because their average annual return, their return for 2018, was negative 9%.
That's on the managed futures. On the balanced, not the balanced fund, the market neutral.
The one before, the market neutral was almost a 12% loss.
And by the way, here's something to think about, I think, big picture about all this. You may have heard about, you gave the phone number, correct?
Oh, no, I need to do that again. 855-935-TALK, although we're not giving away books this week.
No. So, but call us because we're here to help.
You
so
can call anyway.
Think about this. I think big picture is a way to look at this. You may know a guy named Warren Buffett. Every time I mention it, everybody laughs. Like, oh, of course I know
Warren Buffett. Yeah.
The Oracle of Omaha, right? The sage of... Anyway, so the sage of stocks. He's had a pretty good track record. Not the last
long
week,
term.
By the way. He had a bad week because one fifth of his fund is in Apple stock. So he had a bad week last week.
That much?
Yeah, it's one fifth, 21%. But anyway, so Warren... a long time ago, over a decade ago, said, you know what? I'm tired of hearing about these hedge funds, how smart they are. You got all these PhDs. You can use all these tricks. So I'll make you a bet. You pick an aggregate of, I think it was like five hedge funds.
You pick the best hedge funds, he told us.
Pick the hedge fund,
favorite hedge funds.
You pick those, and I'll take the S&P 500 index over 10 years, and you see who does better. And the index killed them. Wiped them out. And this is the industry where they have, really, they've never spent more than they do today on researching companies, strategies. They've never had more PhDs back there because the big money's in a hedge fund, right? I'll get rich. You saw it on Billions, right? The kid who was going to go study under Gene Fama, or no, I'd rather go to work for the hedge fund.
That's right. She did mention Gene Fama.
He did mention, I was going to go study under Gene Fama at Chicago, Nobel Prize winner. No, you stay here, you get rich. They've never had that, and 90% of the trades today in the market are done by the really smart people. The smartest guys and women, by the way, it's not sexist. And how did they all do? Well, last year, you looked it up.
6.7% down for the average hedge fund.
If there was ever a year where they were going to make more than the market, that was the year, right? Because you had the things they can say, well, there's not enough volatility in the market. You can't make money when there's no volatility.
There was volatility.
There was a lot of volatility. Well, the market's just kind of gone straight up because the Fed, blah, blah, blah. No, it
market
didn't.
Was down.
Yeah, it didn't do that. And they still underperformed.
I heard this argument all over the past couple of years. If the market's down, that's when active management's going to shine. That's when hedge funds are going to do well. Well, you didn't. There were some hedge funds that lost 20 and 30% last year.
Yeah. And so
big names.
So don't get sucked into that. Don't, as we told you in the first hour, don't get sucked in by a major brokerage who tells you, we've got somebody who'll pick stocks for you.
And by the way, Berkshire Hathaway beat the market last year.
Oh, did it? Okay.
Yeah, it was only down 2 2/3%.
Probably because the Fangs had such a great beginning. I mean, I bet Apple for the year still had a good year.
855-935-TALK's our number. And Blake, you're up. Welcome to Talking Real Money.
Hi, Blake. How can we help you?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. I have to admit, I'm fairly young, and I have only had the chance to listen to this a few times. So if you've answered this in the past, please forgive me. But I'm listening to you a lot when it comes to an explanation on futures. I participate in the foreign exchange market, and I thought I would ask if you believe whether or not bonds and stocks are going to remain, you know, inversely correlated like my broker thinks. It seems to me like they're both exposed to a lot of other elements that might make that so obvious.
One, what we believe is 100% meaningless. Not only what we believe, but what your broker believes, what every expert on Wall Street believes, because what they believe has no relationship whatsoever to what might happen in the future.
And if you don't believe Don, you can call my wife. She'll confirm that, by the way. She'll back that up 110, maybe 120%.
If you're playing the Forex market, if you're playing foreign exchange, if you're playing bond and the relationship between stocks and bonds and currencies, Blake, you're gambling. You are not an investor. You are a
speculator,
unadulterated gambler. I prefer the word gambler.
Well, and let's. And I want to answer
the problem is you don't know the odds. You don't know the odds of your gambling. You're better off going to the Muckle Shoot Casino. At least there you know the odds.
He's calling us from the Southwest. But I want to add one other thing, Blake. That this is very important, actually. If last year, stocks and most bonds lost money. So there is no inverse relation. That's what people believe. This is one of those myths. If stocks goes down, bonds have to go up. No, they can both go down. Because why did bonds lose? Why did the prices go down last year? Because the yields went up.
Right.
Because interest rates went up four times by the Fed raised rates four times.
And I think people get confused when we talk about having bonds in a portfolio to balance against the volatility of stocks. It's not because of an inverse relationship. No. It is because they short to intermediate high quality bonds have far less volatility have had historically than have stocks.
You can put a lot of money in bonds, pay yourself out of that in retirement, by the way, if you need the income before you even have to touch the stock portfolio. Blake, is that helpful at all?
Yes, I think so, though I would argue with the gambling side of it only because I'm not day trading. It's long-term investing to hedge against what seems to be headwinds for the American economy. But I think your point is valid. I appreciate it.
Blake, again, you just said it, to hedge against what you believe are headwinds. You don't know there are headwinds. You just believe they are there. And I just gave multiple examples of PhDs who manage mutual funds who claim to be able to do the exact same thing and failed miserably in doing so. These guys have an edge over you, and they suck at it.
They have a lot of money. They've got a lot of resources. They've got a ton of research.
You're going to lose, Blake. Yeah. You're going. Maybe you'll get lucky at times. But overall, you're gambling, and gamblers almost always, not always, almost always lose.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Just about everything you need to know about money can be found at our website, talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
Everybody argues that what they're doing is investing. Everybody argues it. Day trade, it doesn't matter long term or short term. Playing the Forex market, playing the bond market, trying to bet on the future is gambling. If the word bet can be used, it's gambling, period. And if you're trying to predict the future, you're betting on it, gambling, period.
And let's say that you or your advisor agrees that, you know, index funds make sense. You kind of own the market. Yeah, but yeah, you, and one of the indexes you want to own, or maybe the only one you own, because about 85% of the money invested in America is invested in the Standard & Poor's 500, which is 500 of the largest companies The biggest being, is it Microsoft now? I don't know, after the end of last
week. I think Microsoft's a big one right
Amazon,
now.
Amazon,
it jumps back and forth between Microsoft, Amazon, Apple.
They've all been among the leaders, certainly were in 2018. So you want to own the S&P 500. So you could go to Vanguard.
Yes,
and own the Vanguard
could.
And 500 for, it still blows my mind, 4 basis points.
Now, explain what a basis point is.
You explain it.
4/100ths of 1%.
Not
four
a lot of
1/100ths and can of you 1%.
Get, and can you get Schwab's free? Doesn't Schwab
no,
have
No, Fidelity's is free.
Okay, Fidelity. But that, is Fidelity's that the S&P 500?
Yeah. No, it's not. It's
know,
a
yeah.
it's an international, it's a global thing,
and
a U.S. total market.
And yet, I still just can't believe this when I read it. And yet, so many of you would prefer instead to buy the RIDEX S&P 500.
I don't know why anybody buys it.
That has an expense ratio. We mentioned the 0.04. That,
yeah.
Instead, you could go to RIDEX and you could own it for 2.33. If that's, you know, what about State Farm? You know, those insurance guys, they're really good.
Can I come back to the RIDEX for just a minute before you go to State Farm? How do they have 151% turnover?
How could you even do that?
It's the S&P 500.
I know. It turns over. Anyway, so, but you like State Farm because, you know, State Farm is there. I just gave them a free plug. You could own their S&P 500 index for 1.34%.
Oh, I can't find it.
Or J.P. Morgan's equity index. J.P. Morgan, 1.15. I mean, how are these guys in business? I'll tell you how. People walk in their office and say, hey, I really want to, you got index funds, right? Yeah. Oh, I want to be in those index funds. Oh, okay, no problem. We'll put it right in there, sir. This is outrageous. And yet these funds still exist. Thankfully, most of them saw outflows last year.
RIDEX fund only has $160 million in it now.
Okay, but that's $160 million that's paying 2.33 for something you could get. Do you go buy gas for, I don't even do the percentage. What's the percentage difference between 2.33 and 0.04?
Maybe
Kelly can do
about,
that. She's nodding her head. No,
that
she can't.
About $400 a gallon?
That's what I'm saying. Would you go across?
I'm not going to cross
the street. I'd rather just do this here. I'm here. Let's get it done.
Maybe there's a business model for some enterprising gas station.
Yeah.
I'm the only one on the block. I'm just going to charge $500 a gallon. Apparently, people will do it for mutual funds.
They won't
Why
care.
Won't they do it for gas?
They won't notice.
They won't care.
Honey, was that a $4,000 fill up yesterday? Yeah, it was. But you know what? Really nice people.
Ding, ding,
and he's my friend. He's my friend, Don. I love the guy. He's calls me every so often, and he says I should move it out of that fund into a different fund. Really nice people. So
I feel like this lonely voice in the wilderness, and that everybody else is out to take advantage. Oh.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Tom and I believe in helping everybody become a better investor. That's why we offer lots of free knowledge at talkingrealmoney.com.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
And we're nothing if we're not fair and balanced in our approach.
Oh, please. Fair and balanced, really? You have to
anyway,
go there.
No, I want to be fair. Yeah. I tried to find the State Farm Index 500 Index Fund.
Give me the ticker. It doesn't have the ticker.
It doesn't exist.
State Farm S&P 500 Index Class B Shares. I can give you the ticker.
SNPBX. That's the one. I already looked it up. It has been merged into.
Well, this article just came out a couple of weeks ago.
Wow. They were a little late on their research because it's been merged into the State Farm Growth Fund.
That sounds worse, actually, but okay.
Which has expenses
of
0.12%.
Well, that's just plain weird.
I'm telling you.
All right.
I wanted to be fair, but all of those went away. The Class A, the Class B, the Premier Share version of it, all of those have gone away. They vanished from everywhere.
So we can no longer say State Farm is there?
State Farm is there.
Oh, okay.
Just with a different fund.
Okay. Just checking.
I don't know if they're, and it appears they're a better neighbor now, too.
Yeah. And can you say, 0.12%? By the way, where you're going to be on Saturday, the 16th of February?
I'm not going to be there. Oh, I'm going to be there.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there at the Maidenbauer Center.
Yeah,
before. Oh, I'm so excited. I love retire meets, even though they wear me out.
Yeah, that's a long day. But we have a lot. You're going to be speaking. I'm going to be speaking. Herb Weissbaum.
Oh, yeah. I'll definitely get my 10,000 steps in.
Oh, yeah, you'll do that. Tina Hall from ER. She is phenomenal. She really lays out kind of all the housing options.
That's senior housing options.
It's really, she's really, really, really good. Coming in from Washington, D.C., because apparently you can't get a sandwich in Washington, D.C. anymore now with the...
Not as good as the Maidenbauer sandwiches.
No, that's true. Understanding Social Security, absolutely critical topic. Hope my in-laws are listening. For every person who's retired or retiring.
Are you bringing them? Because they argued with you?
Dr. Laurel Beeden. She'll be there. Ed Perkins. Be talking about...
he has a great pancake place.
He does. Smarter Travel coming up from Oregon. Rick Gregrick from Gregrick & Associates. Retirement and Planning First Steps. Rick's doing a couple of talks. And then we really got some great keynotes. You're going to do a deal with Dan Solon. Dan just, he's really, really, really good at this because he just gets up in
retiring
front of the audience.
Retiring happy.
Yeah, he's really good. And then Weston Wellington, who we haven't heard from in quite a while. Weston's been doing talks for Dimensional Funds for 23 years. I think I looked it up. Long time.
He's like a Veep there or something, right?
Yeah, he's a big deal.
He's like the Dick Cheney of Dimensional.
But if you think you have a magazine or a broadcaster or somebody that you should trust about telling you what the future is going to look like, mm-hmm. he's going to blow that up. I mean, it's really fun to listen to. Julia Reed from Schwab will be there. Barbara Devereaux from Vestry will be there talking about long-term care options. Pete Finland, Retirement Transit. You get the idea. This is a full day of activity. If you are anywhere between 5 and 10 years from retirement or retired, you got to show up. And the reason we're mentioning this today is because only for a few more days. Yeah. This is the thing we call the flash sale or something. Is that right?
Yes, we do call it that. Because it's only for 4 days. It's just like a flash in the pan.
Okay. So it's
so you get tickets for half off. Half off. So it's $20 per person or $35 for a couple. Come on. When was the last time you took your wife or your husband out for a breakfast and lunch for $35?
I think you can just, you can just say, when was the last time you took your wife out? You don't have to say the price.
All the time. I know. Take
I know. You know, I'm talking
time.
To me now. I'm not talking about you.
Oh,
about
well, your wife's too busy making pizza.
Yeah, she can take herself out, apparently.
Exactly. This really is a great deal, so go get your tickets now at retiremeet.com because the price goes up on Tuesday, Monday night. retiremeet.com. It's not like the stuff you find hanging in a locker.
We're not serving you up to anybody.
No.
That didn't sound
Do you have anything
right.
else you want to add?
No, I just think you should come. I mean, this is one. We've done this event.
I'm coming. I'm going to be there.
You didn't even answer. We've done this event 4 times. It sells out every year. We have, I think, 1/4 of it already sold. This will sell out. I will make the prediction by February 4th.
I got to tell you, the thing, and when I say this is the premier retirement event in the Puget Sound region, it really is. We've looked at all the others. And they're either much smaller or far more sales-oriented.
Yeah, they got something to pitch
The
you.
Advice they provide is confusing and contradictory in many mm-hmm. cases.
Yeah.
This is the best stuff we can find for you, and we've been doing this now coming up on 5 years. This is our 5th anniversary, so go get your tickets now before they sell out, because they will one day, retiremeet.com.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
It may not be the sexiest website in the world, but it's your one-stop shop for real money information, talkingrealmoney.com.
For your real life and real future, Tom and Don are talking real money.
Real money is a really important thing for your really, really great future that you're going to have, and it's a lot easier to manage than you probably think because people try to make it seem too complicated. Give us a call. We'll simplify it at 855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255. And back to the phones we go. Tracy, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I have a question for my daughter who's 19. She just turned 19, and she opened a Vanguard non-retirement closed account yesterday and put money into it, but she hasn't put the money in any particular fund yet because she doesn't. We're trying to figure out what would be good fund for her, which may be long term or it may be like 6 years when
yeah,
she would like to buy a house.
Yeah, see that there's the yeah. there's the rub.
Mm-hmm.
Is this long term or is it 6 year?
What's your bet?
Well, since she's nice, you know, I don't know. She's trying to save the money on her own for the 6 years plan. But so this is extra. Hopefully it would be long term, but I'm sure if she needs it for her house, if she doesn't have enough saved, she'll probably go into it, would be my guess. But
how much money?
I'm thinking only a couple thousand.
Okay.
Probably not more than yeah. two or three.
Hmm. Well, that six-year thing
mm-hmm.
sort of throws a wrench into the mix. But here's what I would do, because you can sort of go long-term and sort of go short-term with a really, really, really super simple portfolio. And because she's got the potential of that six-year time frame, she's going to have to keep some powder drier to reduce the volatility. But I don't know, because of her age, that it has to be particularly large. What do you think? I'm thinking like 60% in the global, the VTWSX.
I'm thinking
like 40.
Yeah, I know this is a split between two funds. I think she should just own the Vanguard Balanced Fund.
You think?
Vanguard,
that's just the S&P 500.
I know. You don't get as much diversification, but it's one fund. When you're 19, I'm worried that it gets confusing. Balanced, indexed.
Yeah,
fund.
You're probably
and then
right.
It just goes in. The risk of loss in that, probably somewhere between 25% and 30% in 1 year.
Mm-hmm.
And you probably got a shot at making 5% or 6%. Let's see if we can get the ticker here for you. That's what I'm trying to do.
Oh, I'm trying to get the ticker.
Yeah, it is VB. V as in victory, B as in boy, I, N, X. N as in Nancy, X as in xenophobic. VBINX.
Yeah, you did pick a simpler approach.
I think if you start telling him buy 60% this or 40% then,
hey, it Tracy,
gets complicated.
Is she doing acorns?
No, you know,
that's
I
what
just
she should
heard
be
about
doing.
You guys on
yeah.
the podcast today. So she actually is doing. She's maxing out her VIP.
Yay!
She's doing 30% in that, so she's doing really good. And
wow.
She's saving half of her income for the down payment on the house.
Well, the reason I say that is if she did something like an Acorns later,
yeah,
a Roth through
uh-huh.
Acorns. She could just take little bits of, you know, like a small monthly amount that she doesn't use and all the change, it'll round up all of her purchases and put that additionally away for retirement. And starting at 19, wow.
Huge advantage.
She could retire. She's going to be able to retire
early.
Here's
what I would do. Here's what I would do then with that in mind. I think that's pretty good advice. Number one, at the Vanguard, she should own the VBINX, the Vanguard Balanced Index Fund. That's going to give you some
okay.
stock, some bond exposure. Again, in the absolute worst case, it could lose 25-30% of its value. Then I love what Don just said, because if you're doing the VIP, that's probably pre-tax. She could go to Acorns. It's because she's 19, she'll get this very quickly. Set up a, what are they called? An Acorns
later.
Later, and that's a Roth.
Later,
yeah, so now she has money she's saving, and it doesn't have to be very much. She could just put up whatever, as Don said, she could set up the roundup to be very small, but you're throwing some money at after tax. So now you've got pre-tax savings, you have savings for your house or whatever comes along, and you have after-tax savings. I think
and
it's a great strategy.
And would the Acorns later be very aggressive?
Yeah,
they have an
100%.
Aggressive portfolio that we really think a lot of. I mean, it's not exactly what we would do, but it's so similar that we really like it. And you know, the folks at Acorns, if you're listening, you guys could, like, you know, participate and give us a little money.
We've never gotten
kidding.
It done. No, so Acorns is really great because the costs are low. It's an automatic. There's no discipline. She never has to write a check to them. The
Although,
money simply comes
this,
out.
This daughter is disciplined.
Yeah, I mean, at 19, to be putting all that in your VIP is fantastic.
My daughter didn't save anything at 19.
Yeah, I know. It's hard. No, that's great.
On her VIP, she is already maxing out the Roth. and then the balance is going into
She's maxing her Roth 401, but she can still have a Roth IRA. IRA.
You can still do the Roth IRA. You can do both.
Oh, you can?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
If you're already, I thought you're only limited to, what, 6,500 or something in the Roth?
Yeah, that's correct. 6,000. I forget. They just upped it for 2019.
They just upped it, I think. They upped it to 6,000.
Under the age of 50. I think it is 6. And then if you're 50 or older, you could do 7. In 2019.
Yeah, the 2019 limit is 6.
She could do 6,000 there.
No, but the limit is 6 in the Roth IRA.
It has nothing to do with the VIP.
That has nothing to do with the Roth 401k. Those are separate.
Oh, okay. Oh, I see. Okay.
What is the max?
She's going to be rich.
What is the max for the 401k contributions in 2019 under the age of 50? I forget
they did raise the limit, and they raised 17. It to 19.
Wow. So she could put a whole lot into that. You could do both, and then she has the
25,000 a year.
Yeah, she does that for about 10 years and doesn't do anything more. Still going to be in great shape because you're going to get 30 years of growth on all that money. So congratulations, Tracy. Obviously trained her well.
Wait, she had another question.
No, go ahead real quick.
So we thought it was a 6,000 max on the Roth. So is it better that she put the 19,000 everything in her VIP into the Roth?
If she can afford it from a taxation standpoint, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So she should convert it all to a Roth instead of,
Well, no, leave alone what is already in the pre-tax. It gives you a little more flexibility, but her future contributions, if I was making these at 19, my future contributions would be going 100% into the Roth 401k, and then my IRA would be 100% Roth IRA, because then when she gets to retirement, there is no mandatory distribution.
And
the other nice thing is you could pass it to heirs tax-free.
And you can take it out tax-free. Remember, everything pre-tax, you're going to pay tax on it at ordinary income tax rate. Completely different ball. I mean, wow, your daughter Tracy will be in a great spot 40 years down the road. So, great question.
I got to go yell at all my children now because they're apparently disappointed.
Not me too. I got a couple that are doing okay, but a few others.
All of mine aren't. Well, I guess my oldest daughter's doing that.
So. It's always a mixed bag.
One out of four.
Come and see us on the 16th. The flash sale ends on Monday. Well, one out of four is not bad. That's not bad.
If I was batting that low, I wouldn't be in Major League Baseball.
Tom and Don are talking real money.
Download the advisor interview form and find out if your advisor's a fiduciary at talkingrealmoney.com.
Your guides to a really great financial future. Tom and Don are talking real money.
And I want to invite you once again to join Tom and me for a really nice lunch for only $20. Oh, and did I mention that we're going to throw a whole day of really great classes and speakers in? Oh, yeah, and breakfast and coffee, too. Yeah, yeah. But it's only on sale for that. Actually, if it's a couple, it's $35. What a deal. But it's only a deal until Monday during our flash sale for our biggest event of the year, one of the biggest retirement events of the year anywhere, Retire Meet at retiremeet.com, retiremeet.com.
That the information provided on Talking Real Money is for educational and hopefully enjoyable purposes only. Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time, so please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times. Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future. So, past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring. Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities. Instead, the program is provided as a public service by Vestry, a fee-only registered investment advisor. Thanks for listening, and please visit TalkingRealMoney.com for more information and disclosures. Are we done now?